This
is URN.
Hello, we are now going to go on to the story about Johnny Depp's libel case. So over to Connie.
Yeah, so in one of the biggest English libel trials of the 21st century, Johnny Depp essentially has lost the action that he launched against the Sun's publisher, News Group Newspapers, after the newspaper described him as, quote-unquote, a wife-beater. The Sun has said that the article was accurate, but Depp denies all allegations of having assaulted his ex-wife, Amber Heard, hence why he brought the defamation suit in the first place. His lawyers have since said that he would most likely appeal against what they have called a perverse and bewildering decision. So I guess my questions to you guys are, I mean, clearly whether or not Depp actually did, you know, abuse his ex-wife isn't for us to determine. But I guess I was curious what you guys thought about the newspaper basically acting as judge and jury in declaring him guilty of domestic violence through calling him a wife beater. You know, do you guys think it's their place to have such an influence in affecting the reputations of these public figures?
It is a difficult one. I guess the argument is, I mean, obviously this is a really bad thing, but it's quite a personal thing, so that might factor, like, it's not for the public good, really. But yeah, I just find it very weird. Like, the Sun came out and said, I believe, that it was, like, an advocate for domestic abuse victims, and that's why it brought this to the surface, which I find very, very... I don't know, I just don't trust that, because I don't know if you remember, but I mean, not endorsing her transphobic views, but when she did come to news for her tweets, in the summer the Sun did actually post a headline with about JK Rowling's first husband, who basically admitted to hitting her and said that he wasn't sorry, and basically made it all about him, and just wasn't very sympathetic or empathetic to her as a victim of that abuse. So yeah, I just find that that's an excuse for the Sun, and that I just don't trust that argument, and yeah, doesn't sit well.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is odd that, you know, understandably, obviously, the Sun is always going to take this sort of vindicated approach to the trial, having won in their case. It'd be interesting to see, though. I mean, Johnny Depp has said that he or his legal team have said that they're going to, I think, probably pursue the case and have it, like, sort of appeal it. But I think it is sort of interesting to know whether or not it is the Sun's place, especially with stories like this where you don't know what's going on, and that's sort of the purpose of having trials. Interestingly, obviously, this is a case of libel, and I think probably one of the other aspects of this is when newspapers say things like this, there are consequences in the wider world, in the sense of people are sort of taking sides with this. So, you know, I've seen quite a lot of I don't know if you've guys seen, it seems to be trending, like, with basically people saying that, what about Johnny Depp? Because I think there was some things saying, like, there was some sort of leaked evidence, if you like, of, or seeming evidence of Amber Heard sort of, like, admitting to abusing Johnny Depp or something. So as a consequence, a lot of people have sort of come out in his favour and said, you know, like, it's a disgrace, the case, and so on. Even though the case is really about libel, so it's not really supposed to be assessing who is domestic abusing who, it's whether or not the claims that the Sun has said are accurate. But as a consequence, you know, this has sort of become in the public interest, but not maybe when it should have. It's suddenly become everybody can pick a side, it's everybody's game to sort of who do you support. And I don't know whether that's right either. I think maybe the Sun shouldn't have be prying into people's sort of private lives, and especially in cases of domestic abuse, it's very complex, and we don't really know what's going on in the court case. You know, we're relying on people giving us information. So yeah, I think it's become very messy very quickly.
I mean, Rebecca, you just said that you don't think the Sun should be prying into people's personal lives, but I guess because the Sun is a tabloid newspaper, I think there's an argument to say that's kind of their job, you know, like, they focus on celebrity gossip and television and,
like,
such. But
is this gossip, though?
Well, no, I know, yeah.
It's people's lives.
Yeah, no, 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 yeah, well, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, like, Yeah, for sure. It is that I've kind of put this thing into the public eye, but then these, like, these two figures as public figures, I think, yeah, because they're just both so famous, especially Johnny Depp, of course.
Entitled.
Yeah, definitely. But I think with the courts as well, I know that regarding defamation, like, recently they've been keen to draw this balance between freedom of expression and, like, protecting the reputations of people.
Yeah.
So I think it's good. It's not good the case has been brought, but I think they're trying to even out protecting people's reputation and freedom of expression, because obviously the Sun has wanted to express, you know, this story, and they're allowed to, like, legally.
But it's a similar thing, I think, happened with this, with the Mail on Sunday, with Harry and Meghan. I think they, like, released private letters that her dad sent to her, and I know that there's another, like, libel case. So it is literally, to what degree is the news reporting actually beneficial and actually worthy of news, and not just being intrusive?
Yeah, I mean, they're just trying to sell papers, aren't they, at the end of the day? But I just wanted to quickly ask the other thing. So, Liv, you mentioned about how the Sun has said that, like, they've issued a statement basically saying, like, quote, "The Sun has stood up and campaigned for the victims of domestic abuse for over 20 years. Domestic abuse victims must never be silenced." And of course, you know, the Sun has a certain reputation. I guess I just wanted to ask, especially given the J.K. Rowling story that you mentioned, where they basically published a newspaper with the headline being, "I slapped J.K. and I'm not sorry." And they received widespread criticism from domestic abuse charities saying, you know, like, they're glorifying domestic violence, they're using it to sell papers. And I just wanted to quickly ask, what do you think that they've actually released this statement specifically?
Sorry,
like, after the case, they've released a statement saying that they have stood up for them for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? Like, do you, like, buy it?
No. I mean, yeah, I don't know the history of the Sun, but they might have done, like, a charity campaign for domestic abuse. But when you're giving a voice to someone who is admitting to have, you know, hit his wife, and not showing any sign of remorse, that just completely contradicts that whole statement and is damaging to the cause, I think, and to the mental health of domestic abuse survivors, and it's just making a mockery of it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think also with these cases, you have to be... I mean, the interesting thing is you have to be sure. You can argue from, like, a moral point of view. Maybe it's their job to sort of expose things and help people if, like, they're in a, you know, abusive relationship, you know, sort of expose it or something if they were a celebrity and gain them support. You know, you do hear of expose pieces. However, but with the case with J.K. Rowling, I mean, that just showed that wasn't really their aim at all. They weren't doing this on sort of a moral high ground to sort of help domestic violence or in any way show sort of attention to it. They seem to be giving the abuser a platform to basically almost justify their actions. I mean, I know that's probably not the angle they were intending with it, but in a way that was sort of the angle that ended up being shown, really, was them basically saying, you know, I'm not sorry. And I don't really see why that wasn't very helpful, particularly for people who are victims of domestic abuse, to see that. I just think it was such a really strange way of sort of, particularly when people were criticising J.K. Rowling, to then put that just seemed completely, like, inappropriate.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were trying to attack her, but from a completely immoral basis. It really was confusing what sort of angle they were trying to go with there. So, yeah, I mean, they definitely... I don't think I agree... To answer the question, I don't think I agree with the statement at all, because I don't really see in what way they've been sort of allies or in any way supportive of people who are victims of domestic abuse.
Yeah,
so... I was also just going to ask, do you guys, so there's a lot of things that have come out about the case as a sort of due to the libel sort of situation. Do you agree that people should be sort of gaining their own opinions out of the case? Because what seems to have happened, even though this was specifically about the Sun, is people have sort of given their own opinions about what had actually gone on between their relationship. Do you think people have enough information to do that, and do you think they should do that, even though that's not really what the case was about?
I mean, it is a really difficult one, because at the end of the day, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are very public people, and I guess some people will be interested in that they say they were fans of the two. You know, they want to make the judgment of whether they still endorse that person and whether they stand for what they stand for. But at the same time, these are real people and this is their lives, and you've got to think, you know, how would you feel if people were commenting on your actions? Like, fair enough, like, if this is a domestic abuse case, then this should go through the courts. But it just feels a bit wrong for us all to be discussing it and, you know, dragging someone else's dirty laundry out. It doesn't sit well, because at the same time, part of me does want to read the facts and, you know, choose a side so that I know where I stand. But then at the same time, is it for me to have a place to stand? You know, is it for me to really do that? Yeah, it is a difficult one.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's sort of difficult to work out whether you want, on the one hand, you don't want to be seeming to support people who have accusations of a domestic abuse. But on the other hand, that wasn't really what the case was, just trying to establish whether or not the son was correct in its claims, whether or not there's other sort of domestic abuse happening, what the actual situation is. It wasn't a court case discussing that. So I think it was sort of it's a difficult thing to gauge. You feel like you haven't got all the facts and it's not really your place. So hopefully, maybe, I mean, Johnny, they said that Johnny Depp will appeal this, so maybe we'll see. I mean, this has been going on for years now, but maybe there will be sort of like another case as well, just establishing what was going on in the relationship, and then like maybe people can make more of an informed choice. But yeah, it's definitely a difficult one, and also definitely an interesting
this is URN.